This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American troops are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. That announcement came Friday evening from the Pentagon. The deployment is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Mark Esper is the Secretary of Defense.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense. We will also work to accelerate the delivery of military equipment to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to enhance their ability to defend themselves.
The United States is placing blame for last week's attack squarely on Iran. Secretary Esper said that the attack represents a dramatic escalation of Iranian aggression. Tehran denies that they were behind the attack. AP correspondent Matt Small reports the Trump administration is in a showdown with Congress over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about incidents, including a private conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader.
The government's intelligence watchdog calls the blocked complaint both serious and urgent. And while the Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging, both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of it involves Ukraine.
That is AP correspondent Matt Small. President Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, a person familiar with the matter, said Friday. Democrats condemn what they saw as a clear effort to damage a political rival now at the heart of an explosive whistleblower complaint against Trump. Trump defended himself Friday against the intelligence official's complaint, angrily declaring it came from a partisan whistleblower, though he also said that he didn't know who made it. It was based on a series of events on which, in July 25th, the phone call made between Mr. Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That's according to the two people familiar with the matter. This is VOA News.